Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Shahriyar-e-Iram, Tajdar-e-Haram, Shahriyar-e-Iram, Tajdar-e-Haram, Nau Bahar-e-Shafa'at, Pe Lakhon Salam. Allahu Akbar. He is writing, subhanallah, the owner of the paradise, Shahriyar-e-Iram, the king of the paradise, the owner of the paradise, and then Tajdar-e-Haram, the ruler of the Kaaba. Upon the youthful spring of intercession, Nau Bahare Shafa'at, Pe Lakhon Salam, multitude of Salam. Yes, respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the Zaat of Mustafa Kareem, alayhi salatu wasalam, who is Shahriyare Iram. He is king of the paradise, he is owner of the paradise, and he is Tajdar of Haram, subhanallah, the ruler of the Kaaba. And then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi is talking about the youthful spring of intercession, Nau Bahare Shafa'at, Allahu Akbar, being Shafi, and Ala Hazrat is sending multitude of salam upon the Shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, here Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman mentions three khasa'is, particularities of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. One, as the owner of the paradise, the Kaaba of the Kaaba, and the source of intercession. Subhanallah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's attribute. Let's learn from this beautiful hadith. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala and narrates, on the day of Qiyamah, the gatekeeper of Jannah, paradise, will say to the people, verily Allah has ordered me to give the keys of Jannah to Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the owner of Jannah. And the one who is the owner of Jannah, he has the keys. The keys will be given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Further, it is mentioned, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and narrates how the Prophet himself said, I am the leader of the children of Adam in this and the next world. Yet I'm not proud. On the day of Qiyamah, my ummah and I will come first. Yet I'm not proud. On the day of Qiyamah, the flag of hamd, praise, will be in my hand. Yet I'm not proud. Adam and all other prophets will be under it. And on the day of Qiyamah, the keys of paradise will be mine. Yet I'm not proud. Again, he is the owner of the Jannah. He is king of the paradise. He is Shahriyare Iram, subhanallah. Another hadith, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala and narrates how Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, when people will be lying still in the grave, I will be the first to rise from the grave. When all will be presented before Allah, I will be the first to step forward. And when all will be silent, I will speak to intercede on their behalf. When they are sentenced, they will all ask me to intercede. And when they will all despair, I will be bearer of good news on that day. And then further, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said, the keys of karama, goodness, will be in my hand. And on that day, the flag of hamd will be in my hand. This is mentioned in Tirmizi. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, here we also learn Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the king of paradise. He is the owner of paradise, and he will have the access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Shafi. He will do our shafa'ah inshallah, our intercession inshallah. And that's how Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is mentioning his attribute of being Shafi. Will do our shafa'ah on the day of judgment. Allama Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi quotes from Imam Ibn Saba, who states the following of the Prophet's khasa'is. Verily, Allah has given paradise to the Prophet. He can give whatever he wants from it to whomsoever he wishes. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And why shall we not say, Ham Rasulullah ke, Jannat Rasulullah ki. Jannah belongs to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And we belong to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And inshallah, we will go behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in Jannah. Another, subhanallah, beautiful narration. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala describes the prayer at the time of eclipse. Says, during the prayer, we saw the Prophet grabbing something So after the prayer, we asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you stepped forward to grab something, but then pulled away. What was that matter? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I saw paradise and took hold of some of its fruits. Had I picked them, you would have been eating them until Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. This is how Aqa alayhi salatu was salam can do tasarruf in Jannah, because he is the owner of Jannah. Subhanallah. He is on earth, but subhanallah, his access is Allahu Akbar to Jannah. He can raise his blessed hand, and that blessed hand reaches to Jannah, and he can grab fruits, Allahu Akbar, from Jannah. This is the ownership Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam possesses. This is the authority Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam possesses, and he has been given the authority of Shafa'ah also. Bilal Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi is describing these three beautiful khasais of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Shahriyare iram, tajdare haram, nobahare shafa'at. Bilakum salam.
Shahriyare iram, tajdare haram, shahriyare iram, tajdare haram. Salam shama'e baz mehidayat pe lakhon salam shama'e baz mehidayat pe lakhon salam.